look, we need to restore confidence in, one, the police, and two, elections. And no one wants to do both. So here we are. Okay, when it comes to the issues this week, I'm going to largely stick to the issues, although in the podcast I have some stuff to say about what's been going on in here in my life and in my desk, because life continues on. I keep working, and I have been making progress on several things. I'll breeze over some of that quickly. Of course, it relates to you. I'm getting more serious about Gab. I've already had several accounts there. Or something like that. So I'm doing more with Gab in that regard. I can't do much with Gab because they're still getting servers to keep up with their demand. But a lot of people are just moving over there. That's marketability. If you hinder people in one place, they're going to go someplace else. It's like trying to squeeze Jell-O. You're not going to reduce the mass of the Jell-O when you squeeze it. You're simply going to relocate it. And this is something that power mongers never figure out. And that's how you know that they're power mongers. So am I worried? No, I'm not worried. I am not worried. I'm aware. I've been talking with different friends. I don't know if you saw my Instagram account where I put the map that shows the hottest spots of likely to be invaded in Taiwan. And of course, you know, I'm in the biggest, hottest spot. Tainan, right there, the most likely place to be invaded in the world. Where's Jesse? I wonder where. Am I afraid? No. I've been telling my Taiwanese friends who are freaking out. I'm telling them, no. Don't worry. If China comes here, they're coming here to die. So don't fear. I mean, am I worried about dying? Am I? If only it were that easy and I could get a break from everyone in the world except you. Am I afraid of dying? My answer is, if only it were that easy. I don't think I would be allowed to kill myself. I don't think I'm getting out of here that easy. I'm just too good at letting God show me where I've messed up. The duty of repentance that we all have and restitution. I'm sorry. I'm just too good at listening when people tell me I'm wrong. And so as a result, I've kind of neglected my skill at being wrong. And I've increased my skill at recognizing when I'm wrong, because it's hard to learn both skills. Okay, so what have I been doing this week? I'm working. This is really an interesting thing. As everyone's shifting, everything's moving. The Pacific Daily Times is moving forward. And if you really want to know what I think about what's going on in America, you've got to listen to the Symphony podcast from this week. It's the Encore and the Cadence. I address exactly what's going on with the election and Trump, and I address exactly what's going on with China, because it's all related. Do I think Trump's going to try to stay in office? Don't try to think what Trump's going to do. But know that whatever it is, it's not going to be anything anyone expects. I've explained it. Go through the Symphony editorial and you'll see exactly what everything looks like. I am going to start hashing these ideas out throughout the podcast this week. And yes, it's going to be Taiwan special as normal, and it's going to drip through the week. But as I've been focusing on the times, look, work has to continue. Your work must continue. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm getting more serious about Bad Ad, the advertising network. It's got a few little things on the back end that need some help, and I'm going to be working on those things on the back end that need help, including making it a better WordPress plugin. For some reason, as while everyone else is getting censored, my advertising network that I created that no one has seemed interested in so far, the plugin has been suspended from WordPress without explanation other than to say that it's temporary pending a full review. Now, it's a new plugin and it's an advertising network that doesn't really look like it's doing anything. So I can anticipate the guys at WordPress might be genuinely scratching their heads wanting to know what in the world's going on. And there are a few improvements to the code I could make to make it look more normal. So I'm going to be doing that as I make it function, if you know what I'm talking about, with WordPress multi-site. So there's a general feature that a lot of bloggers will be able to use if I get the Pacific Daily Times WordPress plugin going, and it'll be a lot of bloggers will be able to very easily drop in and use my new advertising network like that. No, but nobody's used it. Nobody used Gab. People don't change until they get scared. Why weren't we using Gab before? What, you know, didn't people smell it coming? No, they don't. People don't want to change until there's a crisis. Why is there a crisis? Because you require one in order to change. That's why. So as I'm looking at all this, I'll tell you something right now. Oh, here the Jets. That's big. That's a little bigger than normal. That, I don't know what that is. Okay. So what do I think about the protests? I don't have an opinion. I don't. Paying attention long ago would have solved it. That's pretty much what I think. Well, I saw it coming. I tried to warn people and nobody cared. What do we need to do? Americans have been, it's everybody's fault, basically. The protests are everyone's fault because we have been trying to prove people wrong, and we need to prove people wrong for the correct reasons, and we need to convince them to agree with us, and we need to educate each other and help each other to know what's going on. We haven't been doing that. We've just been disagreeing with people and getting in shouting matches. Nobody's been really sitting and thinking and sorting through, what's the logic here? What's the proper way of staying on topic and answering the questions at hand? What's the real reason those guys are bad and these other guys are good? What's the real reason? Instead, we've been giving these fake, lazy, fast reasons and being all emotional for decades. And no one's been thinking through their opinions and what they say in their discussions and disagreements. And the other thing is, as part of not thinking, we have not been enforcing the militia. The United States, the federal government, and all the state governments, and arguably even the counties, are in violation of the Constitution because they don't have a well-trained, regulated militia. A militia has all able-bodied men in it. And with women's rights, women should be trained for the militia, but not enlisted in it. But they should be trained, and allowed. They, women should have an option because we love them. But no, the militia should be a high school class. If you look at how things work, they didn't have a system built education system when the Constitution was written. But if you look at it being well regulated, militia should be the high school PE class. And it should be every semester of high school. And it should be firearms, cooperation. And when you finish that class, whether you graduate or not, you finish that class, you get your militia card. That gives you two things: the carry permit, the permit to buy guns and carry them, and it gives you your voter card. Your militia graduation is your voter card. You're in a country that has a militia, and so you've been trained in it. A man has to report for duty; women do not. But they have been trained. They know how it works, and they've got an option to. Look, election doubt began with the Russia Newsgate thing and from the Democrats, and the election doubt began with Republicans not restoring trust in the police. You know, these police are bad. We love the good police. That's a different topic. Yes, we love the good police. We want more of them. But what about stopping the bad police? Good police are good. You know, that's been happening. Just like the voting thing. Hey, there's people stealing votes upstairs. We don't see votes being stolen in the basement. No, I didn't say the basement. I said upstairs. We looked in the basement. You know, that's been going on all over. And we haven't been thoughtful about what we're doing. And that's what got us all here. You and I are to blame for this. Even I think I could, as much as I say I'm right, I wish I had been better. We all should wish that we had been better, and there's still time to be. See you tomorrow.